This episode is brought to you by Wrestling Resurgence. Use the promo code BROKEN15 to get 15% off Wrestling Resurgence merchandise and tickets for their upcoming shows. Links are in the description.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the Interview Queen, Alicia Two.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Cruz.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in the draw, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot under Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Laff and I'm delighted to be joined by Super Smash Bro, Nick Davey.
Good evening.
And the host of the ROH Review, Oliver Newman.
Good evening.
How do you this evening, lads?
Yo, good, thanks, self.
All good.
Still kicking, that's the main thing. Still out of good health, as I say. Just hopefully everyone else will look after themselves and we will get through this together.
You're not going a bit stir-crazy working from home yet?
Not at the moment, as I say, day one of it. So, yeah, ask me next Tuesday, following Tuesday, you might get a different response. But no, so far, I've been okay. So I've been doing a lot of running, but at the same time, also been doing a lot of picking. So I have to stop getting the Sainsbury's chocolate digestive biscuits and...
Yeah,
and Boris Johnson.
the council got ordered anyone who can work from home from tomorrow. And our office is the one department who hasn't had the upgrade for our laptops yet, so we can't take them home. So we have the whole town hall to ourselves tomorrow. It'd be awesome to take it to open that. But anyway, we've got loads to talk about tonight. So
at least you're seeing the positive side of things. That's the main thing. At least you're not moaning. You're getting on with it. That's what we like to see. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. I'm not thrilled that the elections have been cancelled because that was going to pay for our holiday. So I'm not thinking about it, so we probably know we'll be open when we go if we went to Blackpool now. So if we went to Blackpool in July, sure everything will be closed. So.
That's indeed true, sadly.
Well, we can do it next year. So we can go for my 40th next year. Let's do that. So.
There you are. Always looking the positive, Chris. Love it.
Yeah. All right, so one quick news for Love of Wrestling 2 has obviously been postponed, so which is gutting because I even ordered a brand new t-shirt I was going to wear to the event, a new Broken But Glorious t-shirt. So I was like, oh. So our competition will still be open and we'll update you when it gets rescheduled as to who the winner is. Mark, I'm sure next time Mark's on, he'll have more information. We're interviewing the organiser in 2 weeks, so we'll have a lot more information about new dates and hopefully which wrestlers be able to still be at the events, if any have cancelled. So we'll keep you up to date with that. I want to start by congratulating Will Ospreay and WrestleTalk on their No Fans Monday. What an amazing show they put on with only like 4 days' notice. That was a huge success. So throughout the show, fans will give their support to the wrestlers on the show, and they raised like over $9,000 in like 2 hours.
So, wow. So,
yeah, you really enjoyed the show as well, didn't you, Oliver?
Yeah, I caught a couple of matches whilst I was recording the ROH review, episode 19, solo. And my namesake, Callum Newman, looks like a real prospect. David Starr was just incredible in his role. I think that was my match of the night because... It kind of started like backstage with something and then led to a tremendous match. And then Will Ospreay and B. Priestley just maiming each other. Which
was
is
so hard hitting. It was such a hard hitting main event. I wasn't expecting to be that. Just throwing elbows at each other.
But that's what I says to you guys in chat. Just like, if I can't catch a lot of the show, tell me when it's going to be Ospreay versus B. Priestley because... They'll tear the house down, and that's exactly what they did. Brilliant match.
Yeah, I think across the whole card, I don't know. I'll say every match delivered. I'd say David Starr versus Callum Newman and Kyle Fletcher versus Colin Mills. Both told amazing stories, and I reckon they wouldn't look out of any place on any like pay-per-view. So, yes, congratulations there. Well, last spring, Wrestle Talk. I hope this is not a one-off and they do it again with a bit more preparation. So I'm sure if they can do this in 4 days, God knows what they could do in a couple of months with noses. So it was announced on Monday that Japanese legend Justin Thunder Liger, who retired earlier this year, will be entering the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well deserved. Well deserved.
Yeah, you know, my co-host on the ROH review, Stephen Jackson, wrote an amazing article on Justin Thunder Liger for the Wrestling Estate. Just nailed it, really. You know, pioneer Japanese cruiserweight legend, both in Japan and America, and even in Europe. And yeah, for all those amazing cruiserweight matches that we see nowadays, it kind of links back to Justin Thunder Liger in some way. He kind of started it all.
Yeah, his iconic look is kind of, he kind of looks, because he's covered from head to toe, you can't tell that he's in his mid-50s now. You can tell he's a bit slower, but you can't tell by looking at him. So he looks the same as he did from WCW back in the day. Yeah, he looked amazing, even at Wrestle Kingdom this year. He joins the British Bulldog, who's finally going to be inducted.
Hooray! buzzing for British Bulldog. I mean, if you quizzed any casual or even remotely sort of interested wrestling fan, and you said, who's the most famous British wrestler, without hesitation, they'll turn around and say, British Bulldog. So, no, for our country, it's fantastic news. Fantastic news for British wrestling. And, yeah, just grateful it's finally happened. You could argue, if you're going to be a bit argumentative about it, you could say it's 5-10 years too late. Good argue should have been a lot sooner, but no, fantastic that he's finally getting the recognition that he deserves. And as I say, it's obviously the biggest star that's come out of British wrestling. Though you could argue from way back, obviously your Big Daddy days, where we go really old school. But in terms of mainstream well-known wrestlers, British Bulldog's the one. So fantastic news for obviously for British wrestling.
Yeah, and for myself, just the epitome of British wrestling in the WWF at the time. You know, really fond memories of his IC title match against Bret Hart at SummerSlam 92, as I'm sure we all do. Well, maybe not you, Nick, because you weren't born, but yeah.
I was -2 at the time.
That's fine. Just for that, and a little piece of factual trivia, he was like 20 minutes from my house when I was growing up, and I could have met him, and I actually passed up on the opportunity, which was a really bad idea.
You'll have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, unfortunately so. I'll tie into what we talk about later and stuff, but they're talking about the Hall of Fame, obviously not taking place at WrestleMania because what we'll go into later, possibly taking place at SummerSlam, and that's come from his daughter.
Yes, that's George Smith tweeted out today that she's been in contact with WWE, and he said we'll probably hold the ceremony SummerSlam weekend. Which is, I think it's a great idea, because the other idea was they'll send in the speeches and they'll play them on an episode of Raw and stuff like that. They couldn't do it in an empty arena either. So, but yeah, I think it's a great idea to do it over the summer. Alberto Del Rio has made some interesting comments in a recent interview on Mexican TV. During the interview, he not only did he claim he's in talks with WWE, but he did actually say, give a kind of a timetables as to when he'll be coming back. So he said, we have rebuilt our bridges on their part. They were wrong on some decisions, and I also did some things wrong on my part. I'm hoping we can reach an agreement sometime this year or in the middle of this year. I'll be back there. So, would you like to see Alberto Del Rio back in WWE?
Do you mean Alberto Del Rio? Fair, he was getting his actually, I believe it was 2016 when he last left the company, wasn't it? After they did the brand split when he was on SmackDown, and he was actually
having some back. Sorry, when I was in the foreign, what's the team called? The Foreign Legion, no?
The League of Nations, because they split up post Mania, I believe, yeah. WrestleMania 32, and then well, I remember he was having some banging matches on SmackDown, and even I think he might have even been thrown onto the silly little shows that are on, you know, the ones that are on Wednesday night, like Main Event or Superstars.
Yeah.
He might have even wrestled on them a few times. But he was actually having some really good matches towards the end. But overall, he'll be a good one to have, especially given how great the Mexican sort of wrestlers have been on Raw, with obviously Mysterio's, Andrade, Humberto Carrillo, Angel Garza. So whether they can slide him into that sort of that as well. Obviously, it'll only be good for those guys because they've been excellent. But no, overall, he had some great times in WWE. I preferred him when I liked him. Obviously, as he was cocky when he first came in with Ricardo in the car and everything. But yeah, I mean, in terms of actual wrestling, yeah, towards the end, he was having some great matches. So I'm sure, if he came back, it'll only be a positive, for sure.
Yeah, if he's kind of put with Andrade and Zelina Vega and Angel Garza in it as well, that'd be a pretty cool faction in the WWE. That's what I would do with him.
Yeah, it depends what role he comes back in. If he's come back in a role to put over, to stay in the middle, the upper mid card to put over the new talents, I'd be happy with that. But I don't want him coming in and pushing people out in the main event scene. I think it's time's passed for being the main eventer.
Exactly.
It'd be nice to see his face again. But yeah. Right, finally, NWA has suspended normal operations until June. So that'll include live performances, the Crockett Cup pay-per-view, which looks like it's going to be great, and any NWA Power tapings. The NWA tapings on the 20th and 21st of April. Which I'm pretty gutted about because I really enjoy NWA at the moment. It's probably my favourite show after MLW.
Well, I think I've sort of said this on like many occasions, both on podcasts, but also on just general chatting to friends and all around the same situation. Everyone's in the same boat. People's health, just everyone's health has to come first. That wrestling, all sport is just absolute second. It's absolutely nothing compared to people's, obviously, health, well-being. Obviously you can, but your loved ones, etc. We could, as I say, I think whatever happens, whilst it is gutting for companies, for fans, we obviously all want to watch it, we want to talk about it, but number one is everyone's health. And as I say, until obviously everyone, including the higher up, the government, get a better understanding, and obviously, and we can then obviously start to work plan future events, future obviously shows, when obviously people are allowed to, when there'll be more sort of high profile events going on. But until then, I'm afraid we're going to be seeing more cancellations from all promotions, obviously both here and in the States, and well, in fact, all around the world for that matter.
Yeah, and in terms of this, first of all, give a big shout out to our colleague Mark Fox, who had a fantastic NWA Power review that he kind of fell by the wayside, but was good while it happened. You're having a really terrible time, Mark. Best and well wishes are headed your way. In terms of the Crockett Cup, much like you, it's an ROH crossover. So, of course, I was really interested in that. Gutted that that's been cancelled or postponed at the very least. But yeah, I think with it being like a respiratory kind of disease and virus and infection and stuff, I was left wondering, obviously, with empty arena matches and stuff, there's water and sweat and things of that nature, and obviously the wrestlers are coming into contact with each other, obviously not from like a handshake perspective and stuff, but there's a lot of risk that goes into the fact, into these empty arena matches, as far as I'm aware. So fair play to obviously Will Ospreay and WrestleTalk for the amazing No Fans Monday. I just hope you haven't put yourself at risk. And obviously for WWE to do Raw and SmackDown and stuff behind closed doors, and what they're going to do with WrestleMania and stuff, I hope the whole "we don't want the fans to fall into this category" doesn't mean that the wrestlers do by trying to entertain us. So that would be my concern there. But yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, everything has been cancelled. So for us that, you know, enjoy our football, that's gone. And obviously the rest has been postponed. It's kind of made, you know, streaming services really important. So we're very probably happy with the partnership we've got with PowerSlam.tv. You know, we can watch it from home and stuff. But yeah, it's a difficult time, and everything is being cancelled and postponed and pushed back, and it's just the beginning. I fear.
Yeah, MLW have also suspended live shows for 45 days due to the pandemic, and so is ROH, Jason.
Yeah, ROH has suspended or postponed or cancelled all shows until actually on my birthday, 31st of May 2020. But the one good thing that they've done, so, you know, fair play to them for this, is from the 1st of April, they're going to increase on the club memberships for 90 days on top of what you've got. So that's a really nice gesture from them. But yeah, it's just, it's gutting. Obviously, for me and Stephen, we enjoy watching Ring of Honor every week and reviewing it. And that's turned into previews and reviews and then like an interview series that we've started. And yeah, it's just when will the content run out, really? And what will we do when that happens? But we're forward-thinking people, so we'll get around it. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate. My only thing with that, once again, is to the best of my knowledge, because Fight TV, who we've worked with and we really appreciate their support and really enjoyed working with them in 2020, had a show from Vegas, which Matt Hardy was supposed to be a part of. This was like last Sunday. And to my recollection, I think that went ahead. So if that can go ahead, why can't Ring of Honor? But it's one of those things. And then from Facebook and from Instagram live, they were kind of, I think, recording empty arena matches again. So that should keep the content available. I understand, you know, we're all gutted about it, of course, but it's a safety first approach. And if, you know, we can't have football matches and we can't have wrestling matches, hopefully we don't go into lockdown like some family friends in Italy, because that's a really tough situation which they're dealing with. I think we'd be stuffed if that happened here, as I've said on the chat. So yeah, we just need to probably just focus on the on-demand services, and your favorite wrestlers have got merch and stuff. See if you can help them out, as it's hitting them really hard. They can't wrestle and they love it, and you know, this might be their sole income. So yeah, just support independent wrestling at this time.
Hi everyone, it's Oliver Newman here, Freetime Pro Wrestling author, and for myself, if you want to support me and my work, you can buy my books, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, where I focus on the British wrestling scene, my book on WWE in 2016, A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and my book on WrestleMania 24, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. You can buy them on Amazon in paperback and Kindle Instantaneous and Kindle Unlimited for free, Or if you would like a signed copy, you can get in contact with me on Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. Thank you very much.
All right, so it's time for the first round of a question of sports entertainment. So Nick is question master again this week.
Yep, I'm indeed. And thank you for Chris for before we came on here to allow me to be a quiz master right up until WrestleMania, because I've got a lot of quizzes coming up, and they're all funny enough, they're all about one topic, and you can probably guess what it is. WrestleMania. I must be honest, I was trying to work out a quiz that I could do of and the topic was going to be when stuff goes wrong. So I was thinking about obviously that raw episode a few years ago when it got cancelled because of the snow, which turned out to be a bloody good Raw, and then the SmackDown this year when Saudi obviously when Saudi happened, and that was a fantastic SmackDown. But no, I couldn't really get the logic behind it. But two rounds obviously this week. Chris versus Oliver. You're pretty used to how it works by now with the penalty shootout format. Chris, as you beat our fantastic guest last week, James. Lance. You get to, so like we said, we've got a rivalry going on. Like Triple H called Batista, calls Triple H Hunter, and Hunter calls Batista Dave. That's just what it is. Chris, you get the choice of going first or second. I believe you've won pretty much every week as well since forever. So
thanks, Robbie, Nate, and Nick.
Second on the first go.
So you want Oliver to go first?
Yes.
Yep, oh, goody.
Oliver to go first. And round one, I want you to name me. Oh, yeah, by the way, as well, I've got a lovely wrestler. I've got a wrestling mug this evening that I'm drinking tea out of. And it was the mug I bought when I was in WrestleMania 34, because I was there in New Orleans. I want you to name me wrestlers who lost. No one remembers second best is a famous quote from John Cena. But I want you to name me wrestlers that lost at last year's WrestleMania 35. So wrestlers that lost the pre-show or dark match, whatever you want to call them, does not count. So not interested in any pre-show matches, just wrestlers who lost on the main card. We all clear?
Oh, man. I know all the losers of the kickoff matches.
Yeah. Okay, but that doesn't...
The Battle Royals.
Exactly. That doesn't count. Oliver to go.
Taking the pinfall or just lost
no,
the match?
No, just lost. They didn't win the match.
Okay. Charlotte Flair.
Correct.
Ronda Rousey.
Correct.
You're a thief, Chris. Triple H?
No.
Okay. No, he beat Batista.
Correct. Yeah, I couldn't remember which way around.
Last match of the year.
One of the two go.
What did he say? Batista. Match of the year.
No, worst match of the year.
Worst match.
Wasn't
of the year.
The worst match of the year at all.
Boringest match of the year.
Wasn't that either? Oh, jeez.
Had a good 5 minutes, and then 20 minutes. Somebody got the pot on top of it.
And that's pushy for an answer, Oliver.
Jeez. Undertaker.
No, wasn't even on the card. Chris, your third guy.
This is going well.
I'm struggling to remember the card.
Gonna have to push you.
The Usos. Jey Uso.
No. Oliver, your
Sasha Banks.
That's correct.
Oh, Bailey.
Oh, come on.
That's also correct. Last go, Oliver.
Natalia.
Correct.
Beth Phoenix.
Correct.
Oh, you're just piggybacking off my answer. That's terrible. So,
at the end of a first round, Chris is on 4, Oliver's on 3. Other wrestlers you could have had, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, Aleister Black, Ricochet, Rusev, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, Sheamus, The Miz, Bailey, Nia Jax, Tamina, Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Drew McIntyre, Kurt Angle, and Bobby Lashley.
I remember all the matches now. I know you've said them. Yeah. I know who they faced.
It's just when you're put on the spot, it just makes you, throws you a bit. But yeah, just for Oliver Free, end of round one.
This is Daredevil Dave Dahl here, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious. I just got done talking to these fellas. You need to give them a listen, because this is the best podcast you will find out of New England, and you can't go wrong with that. And I will tell you one thing. These guys will go and rule over all the podcasts that you listen to. Thank you for listening.
It's WWE have confirmed that WrestleMania will no longer be taking place in Tampa Bay this year due to the corona outbreak. So instead, it'll emanate from the Performance Center in Orlando. WWE said in accordance with local partners and government officials, WrestleMania and all relevant events in Tampa Bay will not take place. However, WrestleMania will stream live on Sunday, 5th of April at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on WWE Network and will be available on pay-per-view. Only essential personnel will be in a closed set at the WWE training facility in Orlando, Florida, to produce WrestleMania. So it's going to be a bit odd having such a huge event and no fans.
Yeah, I can't really believe it. I still think it's a terrible, terrible decision. I personally just can't see the harm. I know obviously some people sort of obviously throwing sums of money at me will say different, but I just feel that why can't they just cancel all shows for like a month, then obviously push WrestleMania till sort of June, and then you can build on from sort of May. You can do obviously continue doing your behind closed sets, which have been pretty good actually, to be fair, at the end Performance Center, and then build to do WrestleMania. Even if it's not like a massive stadium, maybe it's like so I've seen the sort of rumours flying around the internet of Madison Square Garden, which could be a potentially good idea for, say, June time, July time, and then take it from there. I know they're not forcing colleagues currently to work. They are very coherent with, obviously, with all the personnel, with wrestling, that they are, obviously, if anyone's feeling unwell, they are going to do all the correct measures, as are all sort of sports-based companies around the world. But yeah, it will be very weird. So it's certainly not the correct decision at all. It just won't have the same effect. It won't have the same buzz, in my opinion. I know it'll be a little bit unique, but no, again, I know obviously it's a complete weird situation that we are currently in, and this can never be planned. I say, as much as I do admire them from giving it a go and ultimately trying to keep the fans obviously happy, keep everyone obviously being able to watch them wrestling, I just feel WrestleMania, it has to be WrestleMania in a way. It's just too, as much as I've loved the Raw and SmackDowns at the moment, and I'm really grateful they are still throwing on some shows, just no, it has to still be in a bigger venue than this, in front of an audience.
I heard on Raw they played the whole Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I loved it. I was working from home on the iPad. Hopefully no one from work's listening. But yeah, when I was working, I had it on the iPad, and
pad out the 3 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It certainly was. It was about an hour of the show, but I loved it. It was pretty, and it reminded me again how much I loved the Royal Rumble, and it's definitely my favourite ever Royal Rumble match. It was either that or 2001, but this one again just reiterated to me that how much I loved it, and how much I loved Drew, and how much I loved Edge's return, and how much I loved everything about it. I really enjoyed them. Really happy they're still off running and wrestling, but no, WrestleMania has to stay as WrestleMania. It won't have the same effect. But above all, I just feel so gutted for, again, I know it's obviously out of everyone's control, and it's obviously something we never planned for, but from being someone who's gone, Oliver's obviously been as well to WrestleMania, just the excitement and everything, I just feel so, so sorry for those who have saved a lot of money. And we're not talking about a mere bit of pocket money that you save up here and then. We're talking an astronomical amount of money, especially to some people who may not obviously have well-paid jobs or what have you. They might have had other financial stuff going on in the year. So to save up, obviously put that money aside for WrestleMania, people might have been saving for 5, potentially 10 years. You just don't know of what people's situations obviously were or how much they've saved up to go. So I just feel so, so sorry for those who can't go.
I got a pretty good deal in 2008 for... because the dollar exchange rate was like $2 for a pound. So nice. I managed it with about 600 £35.
I reckon if they made the performance center look really interesting, they go really crazy with the pirate theme. And maybe if they got the, when they weren't wrestling, get the wrestlers to dress up as pirates and do piracy things around the arena. It could make it at least visually interesting to look at rather than what they've been doing with Raw and SmackDown, where it's literally the performance center.
As long as that brings the return of Pirate Paul Burchill.
Fight Oracle claim this is not going to happen. So this is probably what you've seen today, Nick. They are quite trusted sources. They predicted, they told us that Edge was returning at the Rumble, and they said that CM Punk was joining Fox. So you can't kind of trust what they say. They're saying that WWE are hoping that Orlando reject the plans to have WrestleMania at the Performance Center, basically because if WWE cancel the event, they can't claim on the insurance.
Insurance, yeah.
So WWE have declined the original venue in Tampa because Tampa have said no events in the here. So because they haven't cancelled the event, they've moved the event. They're hoping then Orlando will have to say you can't have it here, and then they've cancelled the event. They've in turn cancelled the event, so then WWE can get the insurance.
Yeah.
They won't have to pay anything for the event.
They want to run it at Madison Square Garden in June, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes, so this will allow them to postpone the event until June, which they reckon will take place at Madison Square Garden, rumoured to be the 7th of June.
That would be like a very good backup plan, but then we don't know, as I say, because June, there's talk of June, sort of the end of June, May.
June's going to be just as bad. Even not worse than now.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's saying that's when the peak's going to be, sort of end of May, start of June's when the peak. Again, this situation is changing on a day-to-day basis. It will even sometimes an hour by basis, minute by minute basis, it is changing. We've already got to see, obviously, last Thursday, Boris.
I predict you'll be at your second WrestleMania in 4 years, because they'll replace SummerSlam with WrestleMania.
And they keep what? Put it in Boston still?
Yeah, to keep everything, we'll call it WrestleMania rather than SummerSlam.
If that's the case, then I've done all right. But it's such a crazy situation what we're in. It is changing minute by minute. We don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, June, you could argue, still is a bit far fetched. What's going on? I have read about the insurance. Quite interesting about that insurance claim. And again, very sort of Vince playing his playing chess very well there. But also as well, you've got to worry about if it is going to be in Orlando with all the big stars, who's to say that a group of sort of fans may turn up anyway to try and, a bit like what we've seen in football behind closed doors. You might sort of get a mass crowd to turn up anyway in the hope of getting photos and pictures and what have you there. So Orlando may obviously have that as a genuine fear factor that there could be. It could also prompt a mass crowd anyway to just turn up. Obviously, American wrestling fans, you could argue, could be different to sort of European football fans. And then they might be a bit more sort of understanding and a bit more actually going to listen to the advice given. But it's a very unique situation, and it is changing minute by minute. I wouldn't be surprised if next week we have a complete different report altogether of what's going on.
I know it's early days, Nick, but what's the status of your SummerSlam trip right now?
Well, for my anxiety levels, not great at all. It is just really, I mean, this is someone from who's not coming, this whole coronavirus is really not great for me. I say, constantly refreshing the phone and in the hope of not wanting to hear bad news. You could have called me over dramatic and thing, but as I said, mentioned earlier, it's a lot of money that's been plowed into the SummerSlam trip. I mean, as it stands, everything's going ahead as planned, but as I say, it's just going to be the case of every week. I'm sure the site will change. It might look good, it might look bad, but for now, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and just praying and sweating that it does happen. Because, so as you guys know, I'm really, really excited, and just it's just to watch this space for now, I'm afraid.
Will you get your money back though if anything happens?
Yeah, we will do get the money back, but. I said it's the money's not really important. It's the fact that I really want to go. I just can't. It's just the excitement and everything, wanting to go, and kind of the money's kind of not really a factor in a way that that makes sense, and that kind of contradicts what I'm saying earlier about people spend a lot of money. But it's, as I say, you money, it'll be more the memories and everything of wanting to go. I know that you could argue, yeah, you could just do it next year, but just, yeah, at the moment, just praying that it still goes ahead, and praying that obviously everything gets better in the world.
So if they do it in June or maybe August, do you think they're going to drag these storylines out till then, or do you think they'll just have the odd match, whatever's going to be on WrestleMania, have them on Raw and SmackDown, like, as main events in the next couple of weeks, and then start afresh? Maybe keep Drew, Brock, maybe Roman, Goldberg. But the rest of it, they don't have much story behind a lot of these. Well, I don't think they've got 3 months' worth of story in most of these feuds.
You could do the rematch at, say, SummerSlam, or if WrestleMania moves to the summer, maybe.
You don't want to be loads of matches you've already seen.
But even if it's just a case of cancelling a few shows, but even if they just give everyone, the wrestlers deserve time off, give them all a deserved month off or so, a couple of months off, and then you can sort of pick up from where we've left off this week and then build again. I mean, at the day, I know some people will obviously be gutting. Again, I do admire them putting the shows on, but at the same time, yeah,
I'm sure they can make enough best of Raws and best of SmackDowns.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do for a couple of weeks.
Even just best of W's, loads of best ofs you could do. And even if you just do like your interview, like a bit like almost like have like a, you know, the program backstage, you know, you just have that on sort of every, have two of them a week, and then yeah, include that with a bit of best ofs. You could still make a relatively good show and keep the storylines kind of ticking over. And then you just go a bit more almost real, like you get to know the rest of us that little bit more. And yeah, I'm sure they could easily work it out.
Yeah, I also heard a rumor today that NXT TakeOver has obviously been cancelled. They're going to have it on the 1st of April, so that'll be instead of a normal show. So it'll be opposite AEW, so which means they might hope that it wins that week.
Probably won't.
But that could be an interesting concept if they... But they have to squeeze it all, definitely all, into 2 hours rather than close to three, which we've been having with TakeOvers recently.
Oh, no, this is just getting me more upset. Yeah, it will be. I'm sure they will make that work. And I'm sure, again, the match will be great. But one thing I do love about the takeovers, you do get that proper passion from the crowd. And
yeah, a takeover at the Performance Center would be weird.
Yeah, just, I know the Raw and SmackDowns have been okay and they've got by, but when it comes to sort of your takeover matches and main matches, they're the really... what gets you going. And like I've mentioned on shows before, when you've got the crowd reactions, it makes that wrestling match that just that little bit better. Well, that a lot better to an extent. I mean, imagine that the Royal Rumble, for instance, imagine if that didn't have the crowd reactions of Drew winning and what have you, and Edge's pop when he came out. It just wouldn't be good, would it, really, to an extent?
Again, if they have the Mania in the Performance Center, would you have Drew not win there, but then have him win at a later date to get the reaction? I don't know how.
Well, with that, it then goes into more storyline turn, doesn't it? You could argue the fact that, yeah, Drew obviously needs an army to get behind. It's a bit like when you have like a almost like when you have like an FA Cup sort of thing, when you get sort of a team that goes like a bit like a meal or someone in the FA Cup, and they've obviously got the atmosphere, got all the crowd. So you could then use that into a bit of a storyline, which would be quite cool. But so that could work in that sense, but in the sense of depressing the fans and disappointing fans then who are watching at home, then yeah, you also run that risk.
Did you guys see the tweet of the day today by CM Punk?
Definitely have, no.
Yeah, I think I can't, it wasn't in response to a fan saying it's going to be good that they'll be at the Performance Center because Raven won't get booed and he won't be chanting my name or something like that.
Yeah. He said Roman won't get booed and the fans won't chant for me.
Hi, this is the Asian Sensation Kanji and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
It's time for the final of our question sports entertainment. So, Nick?
Yes, so the round two, I want you to name me wrestlers who have lost. No, sorry, I beg your pardon. Wrestlers who have won an opening WrestleMania match at any WrestleMania. And again, this is not including the pre-show malarkey. It's just straight WrestleMania, so no pre-show dark matches, but wrestlers who have won the opening match to the show. Okay. And yeah, Chris, you're going to start when you're ready.
Shawn Michaels.
Is correct.
Owen Hart.
Is correct.
Seth Rollins.
Is correct.
Matt Hardy, version one.
Yep, that's correct.
I'm trying to...
Gonna have to stop
Headbanger Mosh.
Headbanger Mosh, was that?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Shit. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Correct.
What's the other headbanger called? Banger. Mosh and
gonna need that other headbanger.
Smasher. Smasher.
What's his name? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
I can't accept that, I'm afraid.
No.
Oliver, your go.
I thought you was going to do one of those things where you and Chris go away back then, Nick. Appreciate that. Thrasher.
That is correct. Thrasher.
I'm going to piggyback off your answers, Chris. See how you like it.
Yeah, it's Chris's fifth go.
Oh, no, I can't think of any. Evening the match.
Going to have to push you for an answer.
Tito Santana, was that the first one? No.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Chris Jericho.
Is correct.
This is our last go.
It's now into Southern Death.
Ooh.
Chris, so yeah, Chris, you get this right out of all of this. So Southern Death format, Chris, when you're ready.
I'm really struggling.
Gonna have to push you.
Million Dollar Man.
No. Oliver, to win it.
William Regal.
Which he has not accepted. Chris de Gaume.
He's not accepted, why?
Because he hasn't won an opening match. he's lost an opening match.
Twice, I thought you had an opening match. Bugger.
Zack Ryder?
Zack Ryder is correct. Oliver, to stay in the game.
Okay, Rob Van Dam.
Is correct. Gonna have to push you.
I'm struggling to think. Tatanka.
Tatanka is correct.
Yes.
Oliver, to stay in the game.
Chavo Guerrero.
And I'm afraid the winner is Chris.
Yeah.
Great effort by both men, I must say. Really good quiz. So well done, you two.
That's really,
really good battle. I could actually feel the sweat pouring off you there, Chris.
I think I knew it was Tatanka versus Shawn Michaels.
I was getting a bit in the face after that. It was really intense.
Tatanka won by disqualification, I'm sure. I was like, oh, no.
Other members you could have had, though: Randy Savage, Rick Martel, Tom Zenk, Bad News Brown, Hercules, Marty Jannetty, Lex Lugo, British Bulldog, Vader, Hawk, Animal, Hardcore Holly, Big Boss Man, Bull Buchanan, John Cena, Rey Mysterio, Big Show, Kane, Mr. Kennedy, JBL, CM Punk, The Miz, Edge, Sheamus, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and AJ Styles.
Who won the Cruiserweight Open at WrestleMania 20 then?
Well, the opening match was John Cena, Big Show for that one.
Bugger.
John Cena won.
Yeah, he beat Big Show, yeah.
Congratulations to Chris. The streak continues, funny enough.
And my streak continues.
And yes, it certainly does. So we'll be back with another WrestleMania quiz next week.
This is the professional Nathan Cruz, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast, because like me, you are head to toe a pro.
Cool. So we'll finish with some sad news, because Martin Kirby revealed this week that he'd be hanging up his boots after a 14-year career. So the master of the Zyborg elbow revealed in an emotional tweet on Twitter that he decided to end his career. He wrote, I first began wrestling 14 years ago. In that time, I suppressed all my expectations I've ever had. The opportunities have been fortunate to be received and allow me to wrestle in such major cities, such main event shows, meet and wrestle childhood heroes, have a WWE tryout, and even compete in two tours of Japan with Dragon Gate. However, the time has come for me to hang up my pink and black trunks for the final time. I'm proud of all my friends I've made, things I've accomplished, and fans I've entertained over the years. So thank you. So then it's really sad. He's such a character in the British wrestling scene.
Yeah, you know, he goes way back for me when I started writing about British wrestling. The company he was in used to chant like Marvin Curly at him because obviously he's playing a character and stuff, and that promotion just used to have the wackiest matches, and yeah, just love the stuff that he did with the late great Chris Travis. Project Ego was fantastic, that what I saw of it, and yeah, just a really, really good wrestler. Character wise, he was there with the work that he did recently, and obviously the Dragon Gate tours. He was so proud of them from what he like tweeted out and stuff. So, you know, he wanted to go to Japan. He got to go to Japan, and maybe that's enough for him.
Yeah, because he's such a versatile wrestler, because he can be a complete arsehole heel, but then he can be the silly, charming, comedic character as well, and then he can also do the technical all round stuff as well. And just like, yeah, I've seen him 3 times live, I think, at Wrestle Island. Once in a Rumble, he did the Bushwhacker Luke spot where he just came in waving his arms like a bushwhacker and came in, got thrown straight back out, bushwhackered back up the aisle. Yeah, I saw him against El Guerrero. That was a brilliant match. And him against, I can't remember the other matches against, but yeah. And also, I really enjoyed his work in Defiance and WCPW, where he was the general manager for a while, and that Royal Rumble in 2017 they had. He went from number 2 to winning it, and it was just an amazing match. So, do you have any memories of him, Nick?
I actually don't. I've never seen a wrestler live sort of match, but only again, obviously heard lots about him. He's done a lot for the industry. Say, what culture wrestling, WCPW, when that first started, he was obviously a big part in that sort of getting going as a company. He obviously played a very pivotal part there. And a lot, even the World of Sport Wrestling, when that came to ITV, one of the obviously the big names that were on that scene as well, obviously helping getting it over. So yeah, for companies like that, did a fantastic job, and obviously there's probably loads more as well that he's been on. 14 years again, 14 years is a long time, and I think with wrestlers as well, it's tough being a wrestler. I mean, they travel, especially when you are sort of traveling all around the country, and it's not like you're traveling around the country just to sit in a meeting for like an hour or so. They're sort of putting their bodies through a lot of pain in the ring, then obviously selling merch. So it can be, it is very, very demanding. And 14 years, as I say, is a long time to be doing that. Obviously,
yeah,
you sort of look at other sport athletes, and they're around, I think it's 14 years is usually a normal for like a footballer or someone, isn't it? I'd say so. At the very elite level. So it fair play to him for doing it that long. And you know, when you've been through enough, and you can only go on so long. So utmost respect for him, and hopefully he can enjoy his retirement and enjoy his life outside of wrestling.
Yeah, so we at BBG Wrestling, we wish Martin Kirby all the best in the future. So we have plenty of interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks. This Friday, my interview with Kyle Kingsley is released. And we've got hopefully Shreddy Breck next week. And then
Shreddy Wee.
Shreddy Breck. Yeah, returning. And Jason from Full of a Wrestling is going to come on the week after to discuss all the latest going on with Full of Wrestling, which has recently been postponed. So we'll know a bit more in a couple of weeks what's going on, what dates, when the new dates are and stuff. So, Oliver, have you got anything coming up on the RH review?
Yeah, just episode 20 is coming out next Monday. But before then, I was actually working on this today. We'll have the interview with one-time RH Tag Team Champions, HG Loke, Tony DeVito, Carnage Crew, part one, available in audio and video probably by the end of this weekend.
Oh, brilliant. Right. You got any news, Nick?
No, mate. Hope everyone stays safe out there and look after, obviously, do your best to look after the over 70s and the vulnerable and those who are vulnerable.
Yeah. So, if you enjoy our show, follow us on Twitter, BBGWPod. Check us on our website, BBGWrestling.com now. And check out powerslam.tv. Use our promo code BROKEN3 to get 3 months access. All details will be in the description. So, if there's nothing else, good night.
Good night, everyone.
You're saying good night, Nick.
Good night, sorry.